From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, denied Monday that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 election.
I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
In a written statement issued before his appearance on Capitol Hill, Kushner confirmed that he, the younger Trump, and Paul Manafort met with a Russian lawyer and other figures tied to Moscow last June, but asserted he arrived late to the meeting and heard no discussions of the presidential campaign. President Donald Trump used his speech Monday night to an enthusiastic crowd at the National Scout Jamboree in West Virginia to take swipes at what he calls the fake news media. And he joked about firing his director of health and human services if Republicans in Congress fail to advance health care legislation that Mr. Trump favors. Trump had initially said the speech would not be political, but that changed not long into the speech.
You know, I go to Washington and I see all these politicians and I see the swamp and it's not a good place. In fact, today I said we ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool, or perhaps to the word sewer, but it's not good.
The president joked that Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price better get enough votes in the Senate to begin debate on the Republican health care bill on Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is facing growing pressure from members in Congress and the White House over his contacts with Russia's former envoy to Washington and for later recusing himself from the Department of Justice probe of alleged collusion between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. A senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee is calling on Sessions to appear before the panel as soon as possible to answer questions about his conversations with Russia's former ambassador to Washington during the 2016 presidential campaign. The Washington Post reports that Sergei Kislyak contradicted Sessions, telling his superiors in Moscow last year that he had discussed campaign-related matters with them. But in June, Sessions denied the accusation.
Let me state this clearly, colleagues. I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States. Further, I have no knowledge of any such conversations by anyone connected to the Trump campaign.
The Washington Post reports that Sergei Kislyak contradicted Sessions, telling his superiors in Moscow that he had discussed campaign-related matters. Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. Meanwhile, Venezuelans scramble to lay in already sparse supplies ahead of the strike. Falling oil prices and government mismanagement have led to critical shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods in what was once Latin America's wealthiest country. U.S. military says it is preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis, said Monday that the test of the military's terminal high-altitude area defense in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. Earlier this month, the U.S. military said it successfully tested THAAD, shooting down a simulated intermediate-range missile. The United Nations envoy for the Middle East peace process is urging a quick resolution to the current crisis around the mosque, also known as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. He said it's extremely important that a solution to the current crisis be found by Friday this week. The worst ever outbreak of dengue fever in Sri Lanka has killed nearly 300 people, with the number of cases rising rapidly. The Ministry of Health reports that the number of infections has climbed above 103,000 since the start of 2017. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.